Two men sat in Memo's office in his body shop. Arturo lit a cigarette. I don't know. That man had a mission. He might be recuperating, planning. I want you to go all out and find that man. Some doctor somewhere had to have fixed him. Okay, it's your money. Arturo turned to leave. Hey, hold on a minute. I need something else. You ever hear of the priest who sells weed up in the mountains? Sure, who hasn't? Well, he's got the best weed anywhere, as far as I'm concerned. I've got an order for 2 tons of the best to San Diego. You up for it? Arturo smiled, exhaling smoke through his yellow teeth. I already spoke with the father. We'll meet at his church high in the Chihuahua Mountains in a small town called San Juanito. He made it pretty clear only I would be allowed in the church, and I should not have anyone else try to enter, or no deal will be made. It was a weird conversation. How do you mean? I don't know that I can explain it. We just need to be on our toes. After a 6-hour drive, the two entered the town and Memo stopped the truck. Arturo, he asked, do you have a problem with killing people inside a church? Not everyday churchgoers. A band of well-armed Apaches. Arturo thought for a moment. No. Okay, Memo said. Here's the plan. After you drop me off in front of the church, take off as fast as you can to that hill. Memo paused to point to a nearby hill with a perfect view of the front of the church. If I don't come out in 15 minutes, come in with guns blazing. Kill anyone who isn't me. Arturo nodded. Got it. Wearing a bulletproof vest with handguns stuck in every space, Memo entered the small, luxurious church. A few Apache men inside the door of the church grabbed Memo when he entered and searched him for weapons, their hands squeezing his testicles hard. Memo minced, but he kept quiet. He didn't dare show any signs of weakness before the Apache. After finding 5 of his 7 guns, they allowed him to proceed. One of the 2 Indians who searched Memo told him something in Apache and began walking away. Memo looked at the other man, not understanding, and the man pointed at the other man as if to follow him. The other Indian stopped at the door of the church office and knocked. Another Apache answered and beckoned Memo into the office. Half-dressed in his priest's garb, the father smiled and invited Memo to sit down. 3 lovely, naked Indian women accompanied the father. The father noticed Memo's reaction. God's most beautiful creation. Wouldn't you agree, Guillermo? Of course, Memo said with a polite smile. I've always loved women. I hear. When I was banished to this town 20 years ago, I didn't even know their language. Now, because of God's grace, not only do I share the love of these 3 beautiful women, I also share the love of the entire town.